In a previous slide, I mentioned that in autosomal recessive inheritance, an affected individual can be a result of a mating of an affected individual to a carrier, as shown here in the third generation. When this happens in a family, at first glance you might see the vertical pattern and think autosomal dominant inheritance. But when you look closer, you can see that there are affected children who do not have affected parents, and similarly affected parents who do not have affected children. This situation is known as pseudo-dominance. The inheritance pattern is autosomal recessive, and in order for individuals to be affected, they still require two disease alleles.